If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. This is our weekly, kind of how we got the show started, where we dive into everything Saints. This is the 49ers versus Saints preview, prediction. We got some bets, but we're going to dive in the scheme. Know your enemy, all those different things. So the goal is, whenever you walk away from today's episode, not only will you understand what the 49ers are trying to do, you're going to understand what the Saints are trying to do and what to watch for specifically in the game on Sunday. Now, we are recording this because I'm flying all day and traveling from, you know, the Bay all the way down to New Orleans with some layovers, balling on a budget, can't do the direct flight, but that's okay. So this is being recorded after the practice Thursday, after the press conference Thursday. This is before the Friday practice and, you know, updated injury report and all those things for both teams. But we have all the data that we possibly can. Shout out to Josh, executive producer of today's show, just absolutely crushed it. And man, this game, it's not going to be the highlight of the week, or at least from the onset. You never know. This is, you know, you have your star power with the 49ers, but no Brock Purdy, no George Kittle, going against the ever feared Spencer Rattler. Tongue in cheek there for sure, but this game just has the makings of a 1990 Big Ten smash them in the mouth kind of running football game that's going to be low scoring. One of the lowest over-unders of the week, right at about 40 points. Like last week in the 17 to kind of, you know, 13, whatever, it's going to be similar to that. At least that's what it's supposed to be. So let's go through the Saints. Let's learn about their coaching staff, their scheme, what they're good at, what they're bad at, all those different things. They're 0-1. They lost week one to the Arizona Cardinals, and it came down to the very last play. Like, very easily could have been tied, went to overtime. Really looked like two non-competitive teams. But the Saints were kind of one of the favorites to be the pick for the number one overall pick next year. Like, they are a bottom five roster with probably the worst quarterback room in the NFL. Now, Spencer Rattler didn't look awful by any stretch. You know, if you're watching the game last week, there wasn't a whole lot of, oh man, he's costing them here and he's a bad player here. It's just didn't do a lot to help them win. didn't do a lot to help him lose. Kind of just kept him in the game, right? Just hanging around, which for kind of young, scrappy teams with new head coaches, that's kind of the way it goes. And not only do they have a new head coach, Kellen Moore, he's the youngest coach in the NFL now. It was Mike McDonald who you played last week and beat on the road. Now you have to go play Kellen Moore, who is now the youngest coach in the NFL. And so, and Moore has had a lot of success. He's coming off a Super Bowl winning campaign with the Philadelphia Eagles as their offensive coordinator. He's got the experience galore. It's just, man, you got a defensive coordinator that was with the 49ers last year, Brandon Staley. He's also won a Super Bowl. So, like, as a coordinator, there's experience peppered throughout this coaching staff. It's just the quarterback room is really, really bad. Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shug, Jake Haener. You know, Spencer Rattler's 0-7. He has no wins as a quarterback. And he has the 49ers this week, Seattle the week after, and then the Buffalo Bills. Like, it is quite possible he starts out 0-10 through, I don't want to say no fault of his own, but you know, we'll kind of see what that looks like. Now, the Saints go out. They pick Kelvin Banks. They drafted 10th. One spot ahead of the 49ers, and, you know, John Lynch, the 49ers, thought they were going to take Mykal Williams. They were trying to trade up to get ahead of him, but instead they stayed and took Kelvin Banks, and I truly do believe Kelvin Banks was on the short list for the 49ers at that pick if Mykal Williams was gone. But thankfully, now you've got, you know, Colton McKivitt signed long-term. Things pivot. You move on. You got Mykal. Things went great. Kelvin Banks looked awesome last week, by the way, and he's going to be a problem for the 49ers this week. Now, the other opposing side, their first-round pick last year, who plays right tackle, Tyese Fuaga, in and out of the injury report, played horrible last week. Asim Richards is kind of the backup, but both of them are really, really bad players at this point. Now, Tyese Fuaga was a first-round pick last year, but doesn't really seem like it's hit yet. Trevor Penning hasn't practiced yet this week. Another first-round pick. They actually traded multiple first-round picks for him. Looks like Kelvin Banks is the home run hit. It's only been a week, so like we'll have to see what that looks like. But yeah, there's some issues there. Now, what's going to happen with just how the special teams are going to work? Last week, now you got rid of Jake Moody. That's a huge addition. But you still finished the 49ers dead last in the NFL in EPA special teams. Well, Seattle, right? They were the counterpoint. They were first. Well, guess what? The New Orleans Saints, they were number two in special teams, EPA. So a lot of that hidden yardage that comes down and affects the game, can the 49ers rebound? You sign Eddie Pinheiro, who's very, very accurate. Can you just become a little bit more consistent everywhere else? That's kind of what you're looking for. But, you know, there's a lot of old hats in this game, gray beards, long-term vets that are just some studs. DeMario Davis, by far one of the better linebackers, top five the last decade. Cam Jordan, my favorite player in the NFL, not on the 49ers, or to never have played for the 49ers. He had a 1.5 sacks and a tipped pass that led to an intercept. Like, dude was just balling out there. You know what I mean? So, like, the 49ers got some old hats. So do the Saints. And we'll kind of have to see what that's going to look like. Now, you look at the best rated players just from a PFF analytical standpoint for the Saints last week. Their center, Eric McCoy, he was a rush crush guy. Spencer Rattler had a 77.3 grade. Kelvin Banks, rookie, right at 70. Keandre Miller, you know, Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey are kind of the two old-timey quarterbacks. Yeah, they're 28, you know what I mean? Like, how old-timey is that? But for running back, that's well along. Running backs age like dog years in the NFL, right? But these dual threats, great in the receiving game, great in the running game. You've got those guys, but the young pup, Keandre Miller, he has flashed. And also, Chris Olave, he's kind of their go-to guy with their tight end, Juwan Johnson. Man, Juwan Johnson had 12 targets, 8 catches, 70-plus yards. Like, they have their outlets in place. They traded a very high pick for Devon Vaylay from the 49ers practice against in their joint practice with the Broncos. Like, they have guys that they like and are trying to build around. Rashid Shaheed, very, very good wide receiver, gets behind people all the time. Like, they have stuff in place. Just not gelling, and it's not really working. It doesn't really put a lot of fear into you. Defensively, they're a much better defensive football team. No doubt about that. DeMario Davis had a 90.7 score. Doesn't matter if he's plus 30 years old. Dude's still balling out. Now, Julian Blackman, who is one of their highest paid defensive backs, got knocked out for the season last year. You know, it's not just the 49ers that are dealing with injuries. And Julian Blackmon was the Band-Aid for, you know, they brought Tyrann Mathieu, saw how bad the team was going to be, didn't want to take part in it. He retired kind of abruptly. They were planning on him being around and being a starter. So then they go and pay out of pocket for Julian Blackmon. He steps in, had an 83.9 grade, gets hurt on the second to last play. Out for the season now. Cam Jordan, 80.8. Chris Rump, 64. Carl Granderson didn't grade well, but still had 1.5 sacks. They've got some things. Also struggling. Brian Breece, you know, a former first-round defensive lineman pick, 53 grade. Isaac Yiadom, right? You remember him? He was with the Saints. We paid for him, took him away from him. Now he's back there, 55.1. And he's going to be playing against his former team. Didn't feel like he got a fair shake. There's going to be some animosity there. And so there are spots where, you know, this Saints team, it's not loaded by any stretch in a positive light. But it's not a bad team either. And the Saints kind of, they fit the feel of their city where they're scrappy, might not be the prettiest, might not have the best whatever, but they're fighters. And you saw that in the game last week. You go watch the coaching tape or the broadcast tape against the Cardinals. That game was just, there was nobody felt comfortable the whole time. It is just, it's an old, like, you know, 1940s boxing match with just no knockout punches, just freaking slugging. We're going all 12. It's going to come down to the end. I expect this Niners game to be similar. I really do. Niners are a better team. Niners have a better coaching staff. But Mac Jones, that's a huge question mark. I don't think Brock Purdy's fully ruled out. I know you got the long shirt, long shot, whatever, but until the 49ers sign a third quarterback, I'm just telling you there's a slight chance Brock Purdy plays, but you do have to prepare for Mac Jones. I do think that's going to be there. So the 49ers obviously won on the road, but it wasn't perfect. Averaged 3.3 yards per carry, only put up 17 points, struggled in the red zone, only 40%. All the injuries, no George Kittle anymore, Brock Purdy, we just kind of talked about that. Offensive line gave up a ridiculous amount of pressures. Now, I do think Seattle has a top five defense, definitely top three defensive line. I do not feel that way about the Saints. You know, you look at just kind of their defense in general and kind of where their statistics, and you don't want to just go off of week one. It's way too small of a sample size. But, you know, you look at just what they did. Their defense is ranked 14th. Total yards allowed, 13th, right? First downs allowed, 15th. Like, they're just one of those middle-of-the-run teams. 18th red zone percentage, 18th third down. Like, they're average to below-average defense. But that's kind of their mainstay. Their offense, not going to be average. It's going to be a bottom 10 unit because they just aren't where they should be personnel-wise. And that's kind of how their defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley, coaches. Bend, don't break, give up yards, whatever else. Like that, the defense is just going to be that. The offense, even though you got some young pieces, they've got to gel. They've got to figure some things out. Now, if we look at the, again, back to PFF, this analytical role after 1 week, small sample size, guys. The Saints offense, 13th. Defense, 25th. Special teams, 2nd. Overall, they're 16th, which is higher than the 49ers. Overall, the 49ers are 17th. So from a PFF snap-by-snap score, whatever, however much stock you want to put into that, they're 17th, 49ers. 14th on offense, 18th on defense, 28th on special teams from a PFF standpoint. None of those really give you a lot of confidence, right? Now, we are giving away. So the 49ers schedule, you have the Cardinals right after the Saints game, and then week 5, you've got another division game. Week 5, you're traveling down to SoFi. We're giving away 2 tickets with a pink tailgate parking pass. The pink lot is the only place at SoFi that you're allowed to tailgate. This is over $1,500 going currently online on TickPick and SeatGeek for the section 200 seats. It's 2 tickets. So here's what you got to do. You go to the 49ersrush.com/Rams, and you could buy. You have a chance to buy one entry for $20 or 3 entries for $50. And if you want to buy multiple, more than welcome to. We're going to be announcing this live on the Coach Approach Show Thursday, September 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you barely have 2 weeks. It's a little less than that to get your entries into that. And, you know, again, we haven't sold a lot of these yet, but all of the funds go to our man, Bruno, three-year-old, fighting through leukemia. He is tough as hell and just such an inspiration. But we're trying to help their family out. So the 49ers Rush gets none of this. It is all going to the family to try to help with what they're going through. So support a good cause, win some tickets, go see the 49ers at Levi's South. Or if you win, you know, we're announcing the game is October 2nd. We're doing the giveaway on the 25th. You've got a good week plus before the game. You can resell them. You can do whatever the hell you want as long as you're not a Rams fan. I guess Rams fans can enter too. But anyway, go win those tickets. Do what's right. Support a good cause. And if you win and you can't go, give them to another 49ers, whatever. Just be awesome. That's all we're asking. Support a good cause. Be awesome. And good luck. Hopefully you win and have a good time.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over 3 seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2-6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than 1 rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick two, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Imagine a way to travel that feels personal, comfortable, and connected without the price tags and the sterile feeling of hotels or short-term rentals. That's exactly what Kindred provides. And whenever I think about traveling, like, I want it to feel like personal, effortless. Whenever I go on the road for all the 49ers Rush road trips, I've got so many things on my mind. Where I stay, I don't want to be one of them. So Kindred is a members-only home swapping network. It isn't a hotel. It isn't a short-term rental. It's a smarter way to travel where each stay feels like home. Plus, with Kindred, your home's your ticket. You earn hosting credits from fellow members, and then use those credits to stay in over 220,000 homes in 100 cities worldwide. And if you apply now at livekindred.com and use code 49ers to join for free, you'll earn 5 nights of travel credit just for signing up. That's livekindred.com, code 49ers. livekindred.com, code 49ers.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, "I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie." I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
A mochi moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
Now, let's learn more about the Saints coaching staff. Kellen Moore, 37 years old. Our left tackle is the same age as their head coach. Like, that's weird. That's weird. Went to Boise State, had a lot of success at quarterback there. He was an undrafted free agent in 2012. Played for Detroit for like 3 years, played for Dallas for 3 years. Never really got a lot of playing time, 4 total career touchdown passes, but then jumped in as the Dallas Cowboys quarterback coach. 1 year removed from playing, 2018, he becomes quarterback coach there, promoted to OC for the Dallas Cowboys. Then he went to the Chargers as OC. Then he went to the Eagles as OC, won a Super Bowl, and now he's with the New Orleans Saints as their head coach. What I think is interesting, I talked earlier how the Saints, they're likely to have a top pick, and they have one of the worst quarterback rooms. Man, their offensive coordinator is Doug Nussmeier. He is the father of the LSU quarterback, Garrett Nussmeier, who's going to be a top 10 pick. Like, you could have dad drafting son in the first round. We'll have to see what that looks like. But Doug Nussmeier, for our intents and purposes, dude, worked from the ground up. Like, got to respect it. Euro League to college, then NFL. Like, this dude has done everything and actually played quarterback for Mike Shanahan in the 1998 Denver Broncos. So I love those little connections. It gets kind of weird. It wasn't a very good player. Again, 1 touchdown career. He's kind of a backup, bounced around, played for the BC Lions, whatever else. But then as a coach, BC Lions, Ottawa Renegades, Michigan State, St. Louis Rams, Fresno, Washington OC, Alabama, Michigan, Florida. Then in 2018, he jumped on Dallas as their tight ends coach with Kellen Moore. And all those, Dallas tight end coach, Dallas quarterback coach, Chargers quarterback coach, Philly quarterback coach, Saints quarterback. Like, he's been promoted, hitched his wagon to Kellen Moore, and now he's doing well. Brandon Staley, we know. He was with us last year. He was our assistant head coach. One of the most common questions I got all the time, what the hell is Brandon Staley's job? I still don't know to this day. Don't know. I don't think we'll ever know. All I know was it wasn't to help Nick Sorensen. They was to ambush him and try to take his job. Nah, it didn't work out. But he laid it on his feet and got the last kind of defensive coordinator job that was available. Now, the injuries are bad for both teams. Obviously way worse for the 49ers. George Kittle moved to IR. Brock Purdy out 2 to 5 weeks. Still haven't signed that quarterback 3. There's always a chance, baby. There's always a chance. Now, based on Thursday's injury report, Brock did not practice. Juwan Jennings and Trent Williams were on hand, but technically a DNP, did not practice. They were working on the side field, kind of doing all those things. Juwan Jennings' MRI was clean. He was out there having a good time. You saw some video. I expect Juwan Jennings to play. Trent Williams, I expect Trent Williams to play. Now, back at practice, Christian McCaffrey, Nick Bosa, Etur Gross-Matos, Ben Bartsch, Dominic Pooney, Jordan Watkins, Jordan James. Great news. Great news. I was curious to see how Etur Gross-Matos would respond. I was curious to see how Mr. Glass, Ben Bartsch, would respond. They're getting practices in. I expect all of them to play. The Saints, on the other hand, I don't know. We talked about Julian Blackman. He's out for the year. Trevor Penning has not practiced Wednesday or Thursday. Talese Fuaga, he did practice limited Thursday. I expect him to play. His backup is Asim Richards. Neither one of them looked good at all versus, the Cardinals. Now they're going to have to play against Nick Bosa. That is by far one of the most, largest discrepancies between talent. Hey, the first-round pick, Fuaga is, but you ain't seen that in the NFL yet. Chase Young hasn't practiced Wednesday or Thursday either. So their best pass rusher, their second best blocker, their number one safety. They've got some guys out. It's not just all, it's just the 49ers. That's not what it is. Now, the history of this matchup goes back a ways. A lot of the newer 49ers don't remember up until 2001, the 49ers and Saints were in the NFC West together. They were in the same division. They have played over 80 times. Now, the 49ers have dominated this historically. The 49ers have 50 wins. The Saints have 27, almost doubled them up with four ties. But the last seven matchups, which have spanned, you know, over about 15 years, because they only play each other about once every 3 years now, seven straight matchups, it has alternated win-loss. Nobody's won two in a row. Now, the 49ers could change that trend. They won the last game 13-0. You remember that game? That was back in 2022. Jimmy G versus Andy Dalton. Who doesn't remember that? Come on, guys. You know, our leading rusher was Elijah Mitchell with 35 yards. Just different. Now, Chris Olave was a rookie. Rashid Shaheed was there. Alvin Kamara was there. So there's a lot of carryover with them. But, you know, shoot, Samson Ebukam was a starter. Dre Greenlaw was a starter. Nick Bosa did have a sack that game as well. But can the 49ers get to the point where they finally, for the first time in about 15 years, somebody wins back-to-back matchups? Or will this continue to teeter-totter kind of back and forth? I really hope that the 49ers can go out there and get the job done. So now is time. We're going to do a deep dive into the Saints defense, what their ranks are, what their strengths are, what their scheme is, players to watch, all those different things in detail right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Now, as you are watching or listening to this, when this video and podcast goes live, I'm going to be on a plane to New Orleans. I really hope that you guys come join us. We're going to be on Bourbon Street at the Bourbon Street Drinkery Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. Going to be an absolute blast. We rent out a two-story venue so we can have the traditional Bourbon Street experience. It's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun, bringing so many giveaways. And then we have our tailgate. It's going to start early that next day. Unlimited drinks. Unlimited mixed drinks, beer, seltzers, you name it, seafood station, barbecue station, King's Cake for dessert. We're doing the full New Orleans experience right underneath the giant clarinet mural, two blocks from the Superdome. We'll walk to the stadium together. Get your tickets on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush. It pulls up all of our events. And again, it's easier just to go through the link in the description of this video or podcast. But it doesn't matter what game you go to this year. Any road game besides the Rams Thursday night game, we will be at with the day before party and a tailgate the morning of or before the game if it's a night game. So go get your – those tickets are up for all of those events right now, and they are the cheapest that they will be. Again, go to TickPick and search 49ers Rush, all of the events. We still got a lot more tailgates to go this year, thankfully. I'm excited. Excited. I got to get more giveaways. Now, let's learn about the Saints defense, what they were able to accomplish, their ranks, right? Not a lot of, you know, top end whatever. 20th in point, right? They allowed 20 points last week, which is 14th, right in the middle. 276 yards allowed to the Cardinals, right? 13th, right in the middle. No turnovers. They allowed 19 first downs. 49ers put up 24 last week. That's one of them. That, again, just kind of, can that offense for the 49ers operate at an efficiency scale like it did with Brock and Kittle, with Mack and whoever's that tight end, right? Like, those are going to be a lot of guys in there. Now, they gave up 146 rush yards, which that is the entirety of the Cardinals' offense is running the damn ball. That's 25th. 49ers put up 119 rush yards last week and ran the ball 36 times. That's going to be the game plan. Christian McCaffrey is going to get 25-plus touches again if he could stay healthy. It's just what it's going to be. Now, they did allow the Saints defense 5.4 yards per rush attempt. Niners averaged 3.3 last week. Can you get some more efficiency numbers there? Or, like, what's going to give? Are the 49ers offense going to get more efficient? Or is the Saints defense going to get more efficient? That's something we've got to watch. And they were not good in the red zone. They allowed two out of three, you know, three visits to the red zone. They gave up two touchdowns. Can the Niners step into that? Be a little bit more efficient there. Now, Brandon Staley's their DC. Shell coverage. Like, he's part of the Fangio scheme to a T, where it's cover three is their number one coverage, but it's not even just a cover three. It is a keep it over the top cover three, even more so than what the 49ers did under Sorensen, under Saleh, under Ryans. Doesn't matter. Like, the whole philosophy is keep everything underneath. That's their number one coverage. Now, they run some type of shell on 73% of their defensive snaps, whether it's cover six, cover four, sometimes cover six, not too much. They don't like to cover two. They don't like to do it too much. They like to do the half the field with cover six instead, which is like a hybrid roll coverage. But anyway, now they can get aggressive. Just last week, they went cover one man, 22% of defensive snaps, and they did cover zero, where you're bringing all kinds of pressure, 5% of plays. So they kind of pick and choose when they're going to be aggressive. And so, I mean, that's kind of the traditional NFL DC, whatever, but they have pass rushers. Cam Jordan, good Lord, 1.5 sack last week. You had Carl Granison, 1.5 sack. Like, they were getting to Kyler Murray. They were beating up that Cardinals offensive line. DeMarco Davis, awesome. But the 49ers, how are you going to use Christian McCaffrey? Because DeMarco Davis is great. Christian McCaffrey's better. Now, the other tight end, Pete Warner, you're going to see number 20 for the Saints defense. That's the guy that Kyle Shanahan has highlighted all week in his game plan. That is the guy that Kyle Shanahan is going to dream of taking advantage of. He's not good. He's not good versus the run, and he sure as hell is not good versus coverage. That is the weak point of their defense with their safeties. Now, Jonas Sanker played one snap last week when Julian Blackman got hurt. Now he's a starter. Justin Reed, who, you know, won some Super Bowls with the Chiefs, he's not the same since he's left Steve Spagnuolo. Still really good against the run, very physical, very fast. Coverage is a liability. So now they don't even have one good coverage safety, and they have a giant liability at linebacker. I really think that's where a lot of the, you know, Kyle Shanahan's plays are going to go after. First quarter, those 20 scripted plays, and out of the half, that third quarter, I'm telling you, it's going to target safeties. It's going to target number 20, Pete Warner. You watch, when the 49ers have a big play, it's going to be because they're going at the safeties or number 20 on the Saints defense. That is what you've got to pay attention to. Trust me, it's going to happen. Now, let's flip the script. Let's talk about the Saints offense. Last week, they scored 13 points. Like, they were in kind of a ho-hum defensive matchup like the 49ers were. Not going to win a lot of games in the NFL scoring 13 points. Just not going to. 315 total yards, not bad. Did, you know, kind of, we'll see what that is. But 21 first downs is quality. Anything over 19 is good. So they moved the ball consistently in the middle of the field. Just couldn't cash it in. The weirdest thing is that I told you, 46 pass attempts. They only threw for 208 yards. That's like one of the lowest pass per attempt, 4.4, I've ever seen. The Niners had a relatively low game, and they averaged 6.1, a full yard and a half and some change over what they did. So it's kind of weird what they're trying to do. They didn't run the ball much, only 22 rush attempts. They only run the ball 22 times against the Niners. They lose this game, period. 107 rush yards, that's decent. One rush touchdown, decent. 4.9 rush yards per attempt, decent. One for three in the red zone, not good. So they throw the ball a lot. Kellen Moore is their, I know Nussmeier's their OC, but this is Kellen Moore's offense. And they tried going straight, no huddle, crazy tempo, don't let the Cardinals regroup, and it cost them. They had 10 offensive penalties, and most of those were on false starts, double motions, two men in motion, you know, illegal shifting, not enough men on the line of scrimmage. Like, it just looked like, dude, you're doing too much. So what's the game plan? Is Kellen Moore going to simplify things? Because you did too much, too fast, and you kind of cost yourself. 10 offensive penalties. But like, that's ridiculous. 4 defensive penalties as well. It's kind of what happens when you get a full turnover on all 3 coordinators for their coaching staff. You're going to get kind of this. They do RPOs, right? Those run-pass options where very similar to what we've seen for the Eagles, where it looks like a run and Spencer Rattler has to make a choice. Well, I'm going to pull it and hit the tight end. It worked pretty well a lot of times, but Spencer was kind of operating slow. And a few times, okay, he second-guessed, pulled it, scrambled, you know, dodging pressure, then threw the ball. Well, by that time, you got linemen downfield. Now you got illegal linemen downfield, so take away plays there. It just really seems like they're not polished. They're not ready for what they're trying to get done. And now they have a 49ers Robert Saleh defense coming their way with Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Diamador Lenore. D Winters looks like a stud. Like, we have a better defense. I don't play for them. The 49ers play a much better defense, much more sound defense, much more consistent defense than what the Cardinals do. So they've got their task for them. There's no doubt about it. Now, the one thing that I do think will remain constant with the Saints going from the Cardinals to the 49ers, they're going to do the same thing that the Seahawks did. Get the pass off quick. And I talked about this with Ant on the Coach Approach Show Thursday. Sam Darnold and Spencer Rattler tied for 4th fastest in the NFL on time per pass attempt. 2.4 seconds. That's getting the ball out quick. And so don't expect a lot of sacks this game because it's catch, throw, catch, throw, catch, throw. We're going to mitigate Nick Bosa, and we're going to try to get the ball quick and find these spots in the zone as fast as they can. That's just what it's going to be. Now, again, are they going to throw the ball 46 times? I sure as hell hope so. If they air it out, they're not winning this game. They're just not. And the kind of the way that they did it, which I thought was really, really interesting, you got these RPO dink and dunk passes. I think they had like 6 passes behind the line of scrimmage. You had 26 pass attempts within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, not throwing it far. But then you had 5 deep balls, 20-plus yards per pass attempt. So dink, dunk, chunk, right? Dink, dunk, chunk. That's kind of the idea. They pick their spots where they're trying to get these huge whatever, but that's hard to do when you're not huddling, you're not regrouping, you're not talking, you know, okay, hey, if you see this, I want you to do this. The starter step here, he's playing aggressive. You don't get those. You're kind of like a Big 12 offense, you know, reading the cue cards on the sideline. There's not a lot of communication between player and the huddle. And Alvin Kamara, I was watching their press conference, was like, this is what we're trying to do. We're not ready for it. We'll see what happens. Like Alvin Kamara told it like it is. We're not ready for this. That's what all the penalties were. They got to get that cleaned up. Could they do that from week 1 to week 2? I doubt it because Robert Saleh is going to throw at them. Yeah, it's going to spice some things up. It really is. And, you know, it's Kamara, it's Olave, it's Juwan Johnson. Those are the 3 staples of their offense, their triangle. And Olave is great. Rashid Saleed, all right. He could do some things. Valet, could do some things. Kendre Miller, he's got the explosiveness. But we'll have to see. Their tackle's not good outside. You know, Kelvin Banks, 1 game in, looks pretty freaking awesome. But Asim Richards or Talese Fuaga, no. Guards, no. Center's pretty good, Eric McCoy. But the 49ers defensive tackles aren't scaring anybody. Let's just be real. You got a good game from, I think, probably the best 49ers game of Jordan Elliott's career. That was awesome. Can the young pup shine a little bit? We'll see. Going to have to figure it out because up to the stout, what's going to happen? You're going to try to ISO again. Why don't they just, I think they're going to copy and paste what the Seahawks did. Attack the rookie up to the stout. Get the ball out quick. See if you can run the ball. And if it doesn't work, do your best. I think that's what we're going to see from the Saints this week. Now, my favorite matchup is probably my favorite part of this show. When the 49ers are on defense, right, the 49ers have the best advantage, Nick Bosa versus Fuaga or Asim Richards. Now, Nick Bosa versus Kelvin Banks would be fun, but I don't think that's the biggest advantage. I mean, Nick Bosa versus those other two is going to be awesome. Now, their best advantage, I struggle with this one because I don't think that they really have one. Maybe you could talk about like Chris Olave versus Upton Stout, but like, man, I don't put Chris Olave on Jaxon Smith and Jigba territory. I don't. I think he's good. I think he's a quality wide receiver. But I prefer Ricky Pearsall to Chris Olave. I know some people will probably disagree with that. Chris Olave's never played with a quality quarterback, but what I've seen from Ricky Pearsall so far, I'm taking him over Olave personally with what they've done in the NFL. So I don't see their kind of, maybe you'd say Kamara versus Luke Gifford when we're in our 4-3 and they go big package. Maybe. But the blue chip, and then now this is where it is. You're talking Fred Warner versus Alvin Kamara. That's pretty cool. And then you got the two young bucks, understudies, D Winners versus Kendry Miller. Like, that is worth the price of admission. Diamador Lenore against Chris Olave. That's awesome. Or Bosa versus Banks Jr. Like, we'll see how good this rook is. As you know, you look at the Cardinals, they do not have a Bosa. I ain't got one over there. Now, other way around with the 49ers on offense, and I've never done one of these before, the Graybeard Challenge, baby. The old hats. You're talking Cam Jordan versus Trent Williams. They have 73 years between them. You kidding me? These are all decade players in the NFL against each other. We'll see how that goes. That's going to be fun. So Cam Jordan versus Trent Williams, that's cool. Now, blue chip, DeMario Davis versus Christian McCaffrey. That's just fun, man. Again, guys that have done it for so freaking long, I want to see that. Now, I think the 49ers' best offensive matchup, I think there's two of them. I'm going to take Ricky Pearsall versus Isaac Yiadom. I'm taking Pearsall all day. Now, the one issue I will say, Yiadom is physical. He does not shy from contact and does reroute well. That's Ricky Pearsall's kind of negative to his tape so far in the NFL in his young career, is being rerouted and thrown off his, you know, reps. That's still an issue. So I'm still taking Pearsall 10 out of 10, but like I always try to look at these matchups or whatever from each side. And the only way I can see Yiadom kind of holding his own is physicality. Kool-Aid McKinstry's their other corner. He's physical as well. He's athletic as well. Like, he could do a lot. But, or Christian McCaffrey versus Pete Warner. Good gosh. I'm telling you, number 20 for them, that dude's going to have a target on his back the whole entire game, whether it's the run game, pass game, play action game, whatever. Wherever Pete Warner is, look for that to be one of the first reads for the 49ers. Their best matchup, DeMario Douglas versus our tight ends. He's got us there. He's that freaking good. He really, really is. So let's get to a couple of bets. Let's get to some of my predictions. Let's do that right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, Super Contest, Survivor Pools, Casino, Blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want, all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now, we post our bets every week. Those will probably be up Saturday morning. I'm going to try to get sub dub Friday, but I want to wait until that final injury report comes out tomorrow before, you know, I pick player props or whatever else. Something can always pop up, and I don't like that. But my favorite, and again, this kind of goes with my predictions, I'm betting the over on field goals for both teams. 1.5 field goals. I've got the Saints over 1.5 field goals, and I've got the 49ers over 1.5 field goals. And, you know, again, a little spoiler alert. I'm not great at this. I do have the 49ers winning this game, but I have, like, just field goal frenzy. I've got a 19-13 final score with each team making multiple field goals. I've got the Saints with two, and I've got the 49ers with four. Like, I just see this game as being a defensive battle. Now, we had a huge week last week. I might not get near as many bets in this week just because the volatility with the quarterback position, no George Kittle, just kind of a little bit of mess. So this is going to be a little bit of a more of conservative week from a 49ers betting perspective, but I'll put some teasers up and all that stuff. We increased your bankroll by 38% last week, week one alone. Obviously, we're not going to do that every week. If we did, we'd be investigated for fraud. But, man, huge week. So we're going to keep it rolling. And, you know, games, I don't like to gamble big. I like small Tony Gwynn-style bets. And, man, we base hit the hell out of week one, which was awesome. Hopefully, you bet with us. Week two, we'll keep it rolling. We'll do it all week, all season long. And the way you join us on that, join at the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon page, that Jerry Rice tier and above. You know, we covered your membership last week if you did bet with us, so you ain't got to worry about that. But yeah, our film analysis, that's Frank Gore and above. Our, you know, Zoom hangouts, which we're going to be doing in 2 weeks, and our bets, that's Jerry Rice tier. If you just want to support the show, and that's how I kind of feed my family, is what we do with our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. Go sign up over there. We've got a lot of different tiers. Read through them. You'll kind of see what we offer. You pick what's best for you and what you can afford to check it out. 7-day free trial. If you try it, you don't like it, cancel anytime. Not a big deal. Now let's get to our predictions. Defensive battle, baby. This is going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. It's not going to be. You're not going to see the 49ers and Saints on red zone often. I just don't see it. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, like, that in the back of my mind, where I play the what-if game, I'm like, dude, what if Kyle Shanahan just goes and makes a statement to the NFL with Mac Jones, backups everywhere, and just goes out there and throws up 30-plus points and just says, I'm Kyle Shanahan. I do whatever the hell I want. But I really hope that's not the game plan. I would be very pleased if that did happen. But I think that this is going to be 1990s Big Ten style football. And I think that's what it's going to be. Now, defensively, just be yourself. You don't have to. You get to impose your will against Spencer Rattler and these Saints. Like, I throw some exotic looks out early, just like you did, which I wanted them to do last week against Sam Darnold. They did that. It worked. He never got comfortable. I think he had 150 yards passing. Like, you don't win games that way. If you can't throw the ball for successful yards and you can't run the ball for successful yards, you're not going to win many games. And so, you know, try to shake up Spencer Rattler early. Outside of that, keep it simple. The Saints can't beat this defense straight up in our base package. So don't give them the explosives with a lot of crazy, you know, overload blitzes. I don't want to see that. Bring five. Do some zone drops because you might be able to get some interceptions, which, man, the 49ers. Mikael Williams dropped in coverage 3 times from the defensive tackle spot. Whew, that was sexy. So if they're going to do those little tight end curl routes, RPOs to Juwan Johnson like you did last week, I'm telling you, one of those, yeah, they're going to get you. Stick your hand in that cookie jar. We'll see what happens. Keep doing it, baby. Keep doing it. Kamara's going to first force some missed tackles. That's okay. He's going to have one or two explosives. That's to be expected. Olave, very similar to Jackson Smith and Jigba, he's going to get his. But don't overturn or overforce your offense to take away anything. Just stay where you are. Force them to dink and dunk and have no negatives. Remember, 10 offensive penalties for the Saints last week. The entire Robert Saleh scheme, philosophy is, man, we're going to force you to execute flawlessly with no negative plays. That one time you have a penalty, that one time you're behind the chains and you force 3rd and long, we're coming for you, baby. So, hey, 1st, 2nd down, you do what you got to do. That second you are behind the chains on 3rd down or you have a penalty or a sack or a tackle for loss, you're mine. That is just the way Robert Saleh draws it up. So allow them to shoot themselves in the foot. Allow them to have those mistakes, to not operate efficiently, then make them pay. The only way I see the Saints winning this game is if massive turnover, they're plus two in the turnover battle, or they convert a lot of third and longs. It's the only way I can see it. They establish the run, win the turnover battle, and convert third and longs. That's the only way. That's three tough asks for Spencer Rattler in this offense. I just don't see it. I don't think the 49ers are going to get a lot of sacks. Similar, again, they're getting the ball out so fast. I don't expect a lot of sacks and quarterback hits. And you're going to be frustrated watching the show say, why have we not hit the quarterback? Well, it's catch and throw, catch and throw, catch and throw. Well, you get one or two of those little drops, get a pass tipped, get an interception. Now they're screwed, right? That's what it is. Don't let them convert third and longs. On offense, 49ers establish the run, stay ahead of the chains, freaking get downfield. Let Mac Jones be Mac Jones. He's the best number two quarterback we've had, the 49ers, since Kyle Shanahan showed up. I'd take him over Sam Darnold straight up. I really, really would. Now, if I had an A-plus team, I would take Sam Darnold over Mac Jones. But that doesn't happen often. Sam Darnold got so damn lucky being in Minnesota. That was a perfect choice for him. But, man, Sam Darnold sucked for the 49ers. I think Mac Jones can operate this offense. All training camp, all preseason, I was at all of them, right? And good gosh, I couldn't tell if it was Brock Purdy or Mac Jones. Now, Brock Purdy's way better than Mac Jones, but I think things are going to be fine. Ricky Pearsall, dude's going to get 8-plus targets. Christian McCaffrey, going to get 25-plus touches. Now, somebody else has to step up. Brian Robinson, Kyle Juszczyk, Jake Tongis, Juwan Jennings, Kendrick Bourne, Russell Gage. I don't know. You got to have somebody. You can't just have two guys. Ricky Pearsall, Christian McCaffrey, those are your horses that you're freaking going back to over and over again. Somebody else got to step up. Tongis, come on, baby. 2 weeks in a row, become a legend? Why not? Why not? I love the way that they won the game last week. You know, 3.3 yards per carry for the Niners is awful, but you ran the ball 36 times. Understanding this game's not going to be a shootout. It's going to be slow, and let's win it at the end. I think that's what it's going to be this week. Copy and paste what you did last week. Run the damn ball. Stay committed, even though it ain't sexy, even though you're not getting explosives. Run the ball. 32-plus rush attempts, you win this game. That's all that is. Field goal frenzy, baby. I got the Niners winning, going 2-0 on the road. They're favored by 3. I have them covering the spread. I don't know if I'm going to bet that or not. We'll have to see. I struggle betting on backup quarterbacks. I don't like that. But I do have the 49ers covering 19-13. Ugly game. I'm betting the under for damn sure. We'll see how it goes. But, man, if you're out in there in New Orleans, please come say what's up. Party with us for my birthday. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And then we got another divisional game next week. We will be live as soon as the game ends. I'll be going live at the Superdome, live from the field. Haven't got my tickets yet. Always wait. But join us. Win, lose, therapy, celebration. Man, how sweet would it be to be 2-0, even with all these injuries? We said it all year. Coaching, your blue chip players, and schedule. Those are the three things on the 49ers side. Saints are not a quality team. They are not. Any team can win at home in the NFL, but I think the 49ers are the better team. They have the better coaching staff, even with all the injuries. I think they get it done. Appreciate you guys. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.